Once upon a time, the city of Mount Shasta was called Sisson. Now you know why the museum there is called the Mount Shasta Sisson Museum. The museum rents space from the Mount Shasta State Fish Hatchery. The rent is no dollars a month. But the agreement that provides that great rent is expiring, and it'll take an act of the state legislature to renew it. Gene Nels is the executive director of the Mount Shasta Sisson Museum and our guest on The Exchange. Gene, welcome.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for this opportunity.
Sure. I notice you're just awakening from winter slumbers. When does the museum open for the season?
It opens on Friday to the public.
And give a sketch of the museum and what's in it, the stories you tell there.
In each room, we try to tell part of Mount Shasta's history. The first room is from the Native American settlements here to present day. The next room is geology. We have a lava tube cave the kids can crawl through. We have a lenticular exhibit about the beautiful clouds we get around the mountain. The next room is a railroad exhibit, the history of the railroad, and also a history of the Sierra Club hut on Mount Shasta, the Alpine hut they call it now. And the last room is an exhibit that changes quite a bit every year. And this year it's postcards from the future.
Oh, that sounds wild. How do you get those?
Oh, we talked to local experts and did a survey online and asked people what they think the future will bring for our area.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I was looking at the lenticular cloud pictures that you have at the website online, and the Mount Shasta, the mountain itself, gets quite a few of those.
Yes. We have the most unique and the most lenticular cloud days of any place in the world because of its unique location in the middle of Strawberry Valley.
So talk about the museum itself and the current arrangement with the rent and how that came about.
Well, in 1979, the building that we're in, which was built between 1905 and 1910, was scheduled to be demolished. The roof was deteriorated, the floor was all rotten, and so they were going to demolish it. And a group of dedicated volunteers in the area, a combination of the city government, many people who wanted to save the history of this area got together and petitioned the state of California to let us lease it, and we would renovate it with the help of a grant from them. And so volunteer labor from the very beginning, which we opened in 1983, so for 41 years we've been run 99% by volunteer labor.
Wow. So the ending of the zero rent deal, I mean, was it finite? Was it always time limited?
It was, because they don't know how long a nonprofit is going to last.
Ah.
We are really quite unique in that respect also, because for a total volunteer staff to run the museum for this long and to have a great reputation like we do, we're quite proud of it. But they want to limit it because they don't know how long that kind of a nonprofit can stay in business, I think. But also, things change, finances change, and they always want to look at the lease again.
Sure. So if you had to pay rent, what kind of a dollar figure would you be looking at?
Over $72,000 a year, which would increase our budget by at least 53%. Like I said, we're all volunteers. We work for free, and we put up the exhibits for free. So it was a gift from the state to this area to let us have this building for our museum. And in return, we have given quite a gift also. 41 years of all volunteer labor, you know, times a minimum of, let's say, $100,000 a year would be over $4 million. We don't charge an entry fee. People may donate, which many people do. But even so, we get an average of 14,000 visitors a year, let's say times $5. That's, again, quite a bit of money. That would be $2,800,000 was my calculation. Mm-hmm. And then we put up all these exhibits, which in a time when there's a lack of coverage of local news and lack of local gathering places. That's what we are. Plus, we get really high ratings on Google and Yelp and TripAdvisor. So visitors come to our museum to learn more about this area.
Jean Nels is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, the executive director of the Mount Shasta Sisson Museum, which is coming to the end of its rent-free term with the state of California and seeking a renewal. That renewal would have to come through legislation. There's no administrative solution to this, Jean?
We have been negotiating for quite a few years, and this is the outcome of it. And we get to go speak to the legislators on April 9th, so I'll be doing that, convincing them again that we're a worthy cause and to continue to let us be supported in this way. We've been asking people to mail in letters telling their reason why the museum is important to them. And if people want to go to a website called fastdemocracy.com and look up Senate Bill 1009, which was put in by Senator Dolley, they would be able to write a letter of support to the legislators.
Mm-hmm. I did take a look at the bill. It's fairly short and sweet and right to the point. If it passes, it gives you another 25 years rent-free. Yes. With what responsibilities?
To continue what we're doing, our lease details out what we may do and what we may not. We must continue to tell about the environment and the history of the area. We're not they don't keep close tabs on exactly the wording, but we must be environmentally centered. And we're on the same property as the state fish hatchery. So to continue to tell the story of that hatchery and let people become aware of the great things the hatchery does. Matter of fact, in our museum, we have an aquarium with some trout in it so people can see them up close and personal. And to be just a great place for people to learn more about this area.
So when actually does the current arrangement expire? I haven't asked about the actual date for that.
It expired in 2013.
Oh. So you've been just sort of doing an extension year by year or something?
Yes. Yes, wow. That's what we've been doing. Yes.
Mm-hmm. So why has it taken this long to get the legislature have other bills been introduced in previous years?
No, this is the first time since that other one. The California Department of Fish and Wildlife, I think, is looking closely at their finances. I can't answer for them. Mm-hmm. You would have to ask them that question. But they just want to make sure that the gift they're giving to the people of this area and to all the visitors is being used wisely and not being taken advantage of. It's what my analysis of it is. And so we've invited them to come here to look at what we're doing. Matter of fact, ex-Governor Jerry Brown did visit us last fall, and we gave him a tour of the museum and the hatchery, and he was very impressed. And he said he would speak up for us.
Mm-hmm. All right, so your chance to talk to the legislature is on April 9th, mm-hmm. So you'd like to know that you've got another 25 years. I have not asked about the total numbers of volunteers. You've said it's an all-volunteer operation. How many people involved altogether?
There are 30 steady volunteers who volunteer all the time. Mm-hmm. And then we have volunteers that come on for special reasons, the exhibit committee volunteers, people that come out for fundraisers, people that help us set up. We have an event room, and this year we're having 14 different presentations. And so people that come out to help with them and people that volunteer their time to give those presentations. So I haven't added up all of that total number, but there are definitely 30 regular volunteers who come here.
All right. And 30 years of free rent that supposedly lapsed in 2013, but been extended till now. Senate Bill 1009 before the California legislature. I'm glad we gave you a chance to practice on your presentation to the legislature on April 9th. Jean Nels is the museum's executive director in Mount Shasta. Thanks for joining us on The Exchange.
Thank you for this opportunity.
You bet.